34-23 final. Certainly disappointing, but no lack of fight on your guys' part.
No, I thought the football team definitely fought. We had a number of things. You had to fight through. That's the way these games go. We knew it was going to be bumpy coming down here. So, the play style and the grit and some of the things I saw out there tonight, we'll build off of that.
Mike, the second quarter, 17-0 in their favor, that proved to be too much to overcome. What was going on during the second quarter, did you feel?
I really think the swing in the game was right before the half. We had the penalty on the big play. We started our 2-minute drive there, and then we had the interception, and they said they got points going in, and then we had the another turnover there in the third quarter. So, I got to a 3-score game, but I thought our guys fought back, and it's just didn't have enough.
Mike, you guys never get called for picks. And you called twice tonight. What's the deal with that?
Well, I mean, the first one was ridiculous because it's not even a rub play. It was a double move play. So I was trying to get clarity on it. I didn't get any clarity on it. And the one down on the goal line, and that's a very common play. It's been ran in this league for a long time. You're within the 1 yard. So, I mean, it's a judgment call. So I don't really have a issue with the second one. I didn't see the replay of the second one, but that's kind of a bang bang tight judgment call there. So, but the first one, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Mike, the Falcons both ran it and threw it with some success. What did you think of your overall defensive performance?
We didn't get the stops. I think we do the first half. They're big plays in the game. I think they were plus 10. When you factor in the production and they had the takeaway, we didn't. So the turnover ratio was going to be big in this game, and you could start right there. We didn't win that, and they won the big play production too. So that's difficult to overcome those two statistical measures.
And how difficult was it dealing with the injuries? You go in without both your starting tackles, and then Jordy Nelson gets hurt, Mike Daniels gets hurt, Kentrell Bryce, and the list goes on. How difficult was dealing with that?
Well, I think it just speaks volumes about our locker room. The guys just, next guy jumps in there and keeps going. I mean, it's injuries are part of the game. We had a lot tonight, so we got a lot of work to do getting back late and so forth. But, this is valuable experience for our young players, and we're going to need it moving forward.
Last thing for you, Mike. Aaron Rodgers throws his 300th touchdown pass tonight, the fastest guy in history to do it. And I just thought the way, it's 31-7 early in the third quarter, he kind of said, guys, hop aboard, I'll lead you back. And I just thought he showed tremendous grit.
Big time. I thought he played lights out. I mean, we knew it was going to be tough sledding coming into this environment and just with the type of game we need to play. So, great player.